19th, 2016. My name is Lior. This podcast, the first episode was like the 24th, I think I said, April 24th, 2012. So really, this is roughly a four-year birthday celebration. Hello, hooray. With me today are my two co-hosts, Erlite and Alindriel. Hey, Ellie, how was your weekend?
I don't really remember my weekend.
I heard you were in an airport really early on, like, Saturday morning.
Yeah, I had to fly to the East Coast Thursday night so that I could make a Friday afternoon meeting, and then I flew home Sunday morning, or Saturday morning, I guess, but it was a 5:45 flight Eastern time. So when I was going to the airport, I sent a message to our Slack channel, and Lior's like, hey, what's up? I haven't gone to bed yet. And yesterday was a real long day. Today's been okay.
Yeah, you were talking about how you were awakened at the airport, and I'm like, but it's like 1. I don't understand.
I woke up before I usually go to bed. So.
And you had spent the evening before with some friends, collective friends of ours, including Aurelia, who comes on the podcast quite frequently. So that probably means you didn't have like a really early bedtime.
It wasn't too late. I think I made it back to my hotel by 10 or 10:30 and then was in bed by maybe 11. Yeah, I think I had 3 or 4 hours of sleep and then 8 hours of air travel, so.
Fun!
Yeah.
Yep. Era, how's your weekend been?
It's been awesome. I made a ton of lip gloss and eyeshadow today, so I'm going to be sneezing glitter all week.
Hooray! I noticed that your Etsy store is booming. You have a number of orders. I don't want to give a particular number, but there are orders there.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a soft open right now, which sounds super obnoxiously marketing-y, but I wanted to make sure that I had recipes for a bunch of things before I started doing a big marketing push, whatever. So that's been super fun.
Awesome.
There were 43 bottles of nail polish on my desk the other day. That was too many bottles.
There's more bottles than I've had on my desk.
I'm telling you, the cosmetics are gender neutral. You should totally paint your nails.
The iron ball is like a shiny slate with like little pink flecks of sparkle in it. It's really good.
I mean, I've seen it. It's very nice.
Shut up.
Yeah. Very nice. Stop trying to make me wear nail polish. Okay, fine. We have a couple things to talk about today, mostly from me. Heroes of the Dorm was last weekend. It was eSports, and I went there. It was live. And also, we'll talk a little bit about PS4 stuff later, because there's one in my living room now. It's exciting.
Hooray!
But first, eSports. Yeah, that's a thing, like eSports. I'm really like not an eSports person, but when I found out that the Heroes of the Dorm finals were going to be held here in Seattle, it was like $15 to get the really good seats. So I'm like, okay, I can expend $15 for a couple seats to go see what the deal is with eSports. And I will say, I mean, it was fun. I really had not a lot of idea of what was going on. However, the production values are really good. And this is the thing that they live casted on ESPN2.
This is Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah, Heroes of the Storm, the Heroes of the Dorm is the name of the bracket championship. So because of that, because it's being streamed broadcast on television, of course the setup's really good. You know, the lighting was all really good, everything was very coordinated. They give you inflatable sticks to bang together at appropriate times to make noise called thunder sticks, which I was really pleased with.
Wow.
And also they have a booth set up with big white cards and markers of various colors to make your own signs with. So they really want to get the audience going. They have a hype man before the actual game starts and in between the games, sort of, you know, getting the crowd worked up and working through chants with us so we can look very organized on ESPN2. Which was kind of fun. The actual competition, like, I don't really understand that much. I mean, I have played some Heroes of the Storm, and I've played some League of Legends, so I know the basics. Really, what got the audience really going was the team fights, which luckily is a pretty obvious thing. When you see, like, you know, people are fighting each other on your screen, it's time to cheer. And so that was a pretty obvious moment of I don't know, getting the crowd all riled up. But as far as like strategy beyond that, I don't know. But if they're like on a screen fighting together,
do they have an announcer in the room with you, or or are you stuck with, you know, figuring it out yourself?
No, they do. They had like four commentators who were sort of off to the side facing the cameras because they were mostly for the ESPN2 audience, but you could actually hear what they were saying as well. So that did ostensibly help. It was real noisy in there. It was real noisy. Everyone was really excited. We all had our bumper sticks. It actually was in an enclosed area in the back of the stadium.
Oh, even better.
Yes.
You were like in the like convention hall. They just called it Safeco Field or whatever.
But yeah, basically.
They,
like, yeah.
They don't have the nerds on the football grass.
Yeah, which I must say, I was actually kind of disappointed about. I wanted to see like a whole auditorium of people like freaking out. It was a little smaller than I thought it was going to be, which is no slight to the production value, which is really good. But I was expecting something huge. And actually, judging from the lineup of the people who got the free tickets, I don't know how they fit everyone in there, or if they even possibly could. I think the $15 ticket people, we were the wee lucky few who made it in.
Have you been to the League of Legends tournaments that have been held at PAX?
Yes.
How did it compare to that?
I would say it was about the same size. Actually, probably this... Yeah, maybe a little bigger. The Heroes of the Dorm was a little larger as far as size goes. The crowds were both equally as crazy.
So yeah, that one's held in the upstairs, top level, like ballroom, basically, of Convention Center. So it's not huge, but it was pretty packed when I was in there. Although you could just walk in because it was in the middle of PAX. So
right.
yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that it was definitely had as many people, but there was adequate seating, so we weren't all jammed in there.
That's cool.
Adequate seating for a gaming thing? That can't be.
What, seating?
Yeah, adequate seating, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, you know, being broadcast on ESPN2, I guess we couldn't look like a total...
There you go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they do a really good job of, like, making the professional poker tournaments look really professional, and when you're at the professional poker tournaments, they don't look super professional. And the same thing's actually true at like Magic tournaments, right? So like the main featured matches at Magic tournaments all look super professional and stuff, but it's actually just, you know, still in the same concrete room. They just throw up some banners so you have a nice backdrop and like put together a booth, and the booth is literally like a folding table with a drape cloth on it. and it's really interesting how much a little bit of stage work can sell the picture. Did you watch any of the coverage on ESPN afterwards or anything like that?
I actually didn't. That would have been interesting. I think it was kind of the same thing. You know, there was a lot of stage magic going on. It's amazing what you can do with some LED screens and some purple lights, basically.
And like live overlays on screens too, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah. It actually, I didn't find the screen to be like, I really was expecting something sort of gigantic with gigantic screens, and it was not that. It was a little smaller and scaled down from what I was expecting, but still, you know, very, very professional done. There was a beer garden, but number
that's all that matters.
People who were over 21 was not large, so it was not a very popular beer garden, so that was
that
good.
That makes it better, right?
Yeah, it does for those of us who want. Yeah, $10 beers. $10 beers.
That's cheap.
Wow.
That's cheap stadium beer. I can't.
pretty much.
Pardon me, I have a stowaway.
That's awesome.
Well, that's cool. I have some friends who've been into like watching. I don't know what. I don't know what turn. I got nothing.
Goodbye, Cap.
My friends have been talking about the CS:GO tournaments.
Oh yeah.
That are broadcast on Twitch all like pretty consistently, and how they're kind of amazed at the high quality production level of CS stuff. I found that to be kind of interesting. I actually haven't had a chance to any time to watch them, but given where, since like Counter-Strike was one of the early sort of official esports groups, right? They had, or pretty early on, had some good tools external and then eventually built into the game. So I would imagine that with another 10 or 12 years of trying to make things good for broadcasting. They have some pretty sweet tools that like the camera operators and the announcers can use while they're commentating on live matches.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they have those now. I was kind of looking, and you could see the teleprompter go up, and they ad-lib a lot. Like, props to those commentators, because it just kind of says, now talk about blah, 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 and then, you know, off they go on their little ad-lib. So it was pretty interesting to see that. But for the most part, they just had a little screen in front of them that they could watch the game while it was going. So it definitely was not terribly high-tech.
Somebody's jumping around the cameras and doing the...
That's true, actually. Yeah. We walked past sort of the technology broadcast center as you came in, and there was an impressive number of screens and, you know, whatever, internet routers and things happening. So there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, definitely. Yeah. I will say there was beneficial for swag. There was a lot of swag being handed out there, which was cool. We got T-shirts. We got little mini figures. We got Heroes of the Storm characters and Hearthstone card backs and the whole nine yards, so that was kind of fun.
That's pretty sweet. Did you sell them on eBay?
No, because look at my
oh my god, you got
materials. Amazing. There was no way I was going to do that. Okay, I'm gonna grab Vajra's. Hang on a second. This is bad watching.
Bad podcasting. It's all right. YouTube's used to it. Nobody watches on YouTube.
Look, Vajra got a little chef stitches.
Oh my god.
No, your T-Reel is better.
Justice is pretty good. I was very pleased. But T-Reel is awesome. He now lives on top of my computer. And so, no, I did not give any of that. I did look up, and people were selling their Asmodunk, the basketball Asmodan skin, for like $30. So I could have sold that. But Yeah. I kept it. I got Lumberjack Uther, which is apparently also a skin. So... cool. Okay. Cool. I guess I should play some Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah,
make me want to play Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
It worked in that. Yeah, like going and watching it and being a part of the whole thing. I mean, not like I'm going to be a super pro or anything, but it did kind of, I did think, let's go home and play Heroes of the Storm.
More than when you like watch it on Twitch?
I think so. Yeah. Being part of everything all live, I think it was exciting. And it was... Yeah. Fun to see those college kids. The guy sitting right behind us was at the final stage of winning $10,000 for picking the whole bracket for the whole season correctly.
Oh, wow.
So if Arizona State won, then he and they did indeed win. So Buddy won $10,000 and was pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
I would be, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so he had a good reason to cheer. Otherwise, it was actually the games itself were super-duper one-sided. It was UT Arlington versus Arizona State. Arizona State kicked their butts into the ground repeatedly. It was like no contest. You could see the poor commentators were kind of like trying to play it up like they're, you know, we could really be heading in like, you know, oh, this could be a big fight, but it's not. Every time they had a team fight, they just got smushed. It was brutal. So from that perspective, I mean, you know, watching a washout is less fun than watching a tight game.
Unless you're on the side of the team that's winning.
Right, unless you're winning $10,000 if that team wins. Buddy was real excited that it was a washout. He's pretty happy about that. But, yeah, I mean, it was fun. I would definitely say, even if you're not into the esports yourself, if there happens to the Dog and Pony show happens to roll into your town, it's worth checking out if it's, like, free and or cheap. Because it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of like a sporting event only with nerds. That's cool.
I don't know how to react to that.
I like going to like big sporting events. Like I always like going to like basketball games or whatever.
I do too.
And it's kind of the same vibe. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But see, I've never played Heroes of the Storm, so I can't follow any of this conversation at all.
Did you play any? Have you played any MOBAs?
Nope. I don't even understand the concept of the gameplay.
Have you ever played like not any, for me. That, I mean, that's fine because I keep trying them and being really bad at them, so.
Did either of you play the Overwatch beta this weekend?
I got an invite, and I installed it, and then someone said, oh, yeah, it's first person, and I was like, oh, well, never mind. Yeah, fuck that.
I installed that and also the Battleborn beta, which is or stress test beta, which is going on until Monday afternoon, so not by the time the podcast that comes out. And I have not opened either of them.
Good stuff.
But I did install them both.
I also installed Overwatch and also did not play it. I was excited because, I mean, I never get invited to beta, so I was really excited to get in. But, like, it's like you said, Era, the first-person shooter concept. And I see a lot of people on Twitter who are cool people who have a good time in Overwatch, so I'm like, maybe it's not going to be all weird. And I really enjoyed, like, Team Fortress 2 for a couple years when it first came out because it had a really good community and we found a good server to hang out on and people didn't, you know, like, I was okay at the game, but people weren't being all jerks about it. And I worry, like, people have been in the beta for Overwatch and the alpha for so long that I am already so behind and the game's not out yet that I'm intimidated to ever pick it up.
Yeah, so that, I think, come launch time would actually be a better time than stress test beta weekend. Stress test beta weekend is probably also a good time because you'll have a ton of new people, but, like, come launch time is probably much better because you'll have a ton of people who, like, missed all the betas or, like, played an early beta but then didn't, you know, and don't really know what the fuck's going on. Given how Blizzard has typically approached games, I wouldn't let the FPS thing turn you off unless you, like, get motion sick from them or...
Yep.
Fair enough. Like, I totally get that. It is a real thing.
That, I tried to play Team Fortress once, and A, it was an FPS, so I got motion sick, and B, it was not rebindable hotkeys.
You
were stuck, and I could not get out of the room. Because I can't use WASD to move. I'm left-handed with a left-handed mouse.
Right.
My hands are not that big. It just doesn't work at all.
Just kind of like go like this or something, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
no, that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally get that. I don't know. I would be interested to play it, but I'm...
But it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, honestly, yes. I did have a good time playing Smite when Smite was, like, in beta and alpha for a long time. I never played that after release because I kind of, like, didn't have anybody to play it with. And one of the things that I have found about a lot of modern shooters and games in general is that, like, they really don't encourage that thing that you just talked about, Lior, with the server communities. Right? Like, the reason I got into Counter-Strike as heavily as I did is because I found a couple of servers that were run by people that I got along with, that had rules that, like, I enjoyed, and when I found those communities, I, like, played with those communities, and it was literally just a chat room where I also shot people in between talking, right? I died a lot.
Interesting way to put that.
I ran forward fast a lot. It was part of also the culture of the server is that you don't stop, and it took a long time to break that habit when I started to try to play competitively. But so we spent a lot of time dead, and then you just talk with everybody while you're waiting for your to respawn, right, in Counter-Strike specifically. And most modern games are not about that. They're about being in the action immediately, being in, like, a single-player lobby almost. Like, Battlefront was like that. You're just sort of in your own sort of lobby with a loading screen until you get dropped into a game, and then you never see those people again.
I agree.
Yeah, Hearthstone was like that. Hearthstone's like that, too, and I think it's probably detrimental to the overall community of Hearthstone that you have to go other places to talk to people, and you can't just have the casual conversation. Like, fair enough, you don't want to have a casual conversation with whatever random asshole you're playing over the internet with.
The thing about Hearthstone is it's a solo game, whereas, you know, something like Counter-Strike or Team Fortress or Overwatch is a team-based game. So you know, you need that communication. I totally agree, and that's an excellent point that I hadn't even considered. Finding the server that I found for Team Fortress, that it was someone else's server, but we all kind of hung out there, was, you know, it gave us a place to hang out, and we recognized names, and, you know, we got to know each other, and that made a huge difference. I mean, one of my favorite podcasts, the F Plus, started because they all played on the same Team Fortress server. And they're like, hey, let's try talking without all the shooting. And they're like, that's a stupid idea. But no, they're a podcast, so...
Yeah, Mr. Arrow's best friend is a guy he met playing Tribes.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, same deal.
Yeah, so without that, in Overwatch, of course, just being the sort of, you know, global Battle.net pairing, you don't really get that sense of you're going to, you know, run into the same people. There's no community.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they count a little bit on the fact that, you know, it's the same launcher as WoW and stuff. So, like, you know, they probably want people to bring their WoW guilds over, but it doesn't bring people into WoW.
But you also have the problem with WoW community now, too, where you no longer have a server community there either.
Yeah,
they need to stop relying, and they keep doing this, you're absolutely correct, on WoW community to be spread out to their other games. Because I think the WoW community right now is not in any shape to be sort of the driving community force across all these games.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of people who met playing WoW that still talk like us, right? But
but it's not the same as the WoW community. Like, I would never give up, like, the convenience of PvP maps and Group Finder and all that, but there's still that you had a server community before all those tools came in where you knew everyone who would post on your server forums or who ran pickup raids or who organized PvP groups, that kind of thing. And that just doesn't exist anymore because that's not the kind of game that people are used to playing. They're used to the convenience hookup method, which you get with Hearthstone also.
For sure, yeah. And that was the same thing with, you know, the Team Fortress, in my case, for the servers. You know, you knew when you saw so-and-so playing as heavy, you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to die now.
Right.
Oh, no, run! So, yeah, exactly. And having that helps a lot. And the other thing, as far as Overwatch goes, is just, I know from playing Team Fortress, just map knowledge. Map knowledge makes such a huge difference with these games that not knowing where my blind spots are, I mean, I'm just going to die. I'm going to die a lot until I learn the maps the same way that people who have been playing since Alpha know them.
Yeah, I think you get past, well, I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of first-person shooter memory knowledge, so I'm used to learning those maps quickly. But, like, yeah, I mean, that sucks. One of the things that I did do when I tried to jump into competitive stuff is like float around free camera, fly around maps like outside of game time.
You can, but it's
not in some games you can.
Yeah.
And especially if that game allows you to have a local server, right?
Does anything allow you to have a local server anymore?
So I'm trying to remember if CSGO does. I know there's actually still a big CS source, which is the previous version of Counter-Strike community that definitely does. And actually there's still a 1.6, which is like on the Half-Life 1 engine. That Counter-Strike still has a server community. But I don't know if any modern games have really come out without building the server architecture.
You
know,
yeah.
It also seems like it would be cheaper, doesn't it?
I looked it up, and you can do a local server with TF2. But, I mean, that game's really old by this point.
It is. Yeah, TF2 is super weird. And it's, like, not like the TF2 that was TF2 when it came out, right? It's no longer the same game. Weird mods that people wrote for that game have been incorporated into the primary game, and now it's all about, like, are you a fucking archer or a sniper? Like, I don't know. Like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, and that's when I kind of lost interest. Like, they added a whole bunch of maps, and they added a whole bunch of extra... they started adding abilities onto cosmetic items, and it was just... It got to be too much. It's kind of like when, you know, we've talked about this, when you approach, like, playing League of Legends. You're like, I just have to learn what these 100 different heroes do.
Good problem. Lord.
only 100?
Yeah, I made up that number. I could be shortchanging them. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's that same sort of, you know, if it's just overwhelming when I just really just want to log on and burn people as a pyro.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that's one of the things that I like about Heroes of the Storm so far, just going back to that, is that there's only, I mean, there's quite a number of characters now, but it's still manageable versus League of Legends or, God forbid, Dota 2. just like, yeah, it's all just there and ready to go.
Yeah, and the nice thing about Heroes of the Storm as well is there's a really limited number of maps. that was really nice too when I was watching it in person. So they're like, oh, we're doing the pirate map next. I'm like, oh, the pirate map. Okay, you want to get the coins and give them to the pirate to shoot the other team. Like the fact that there's only like six maps or something means that I actually understood what that meant when they're like, we're doing the pirate map, which increased the viewability a lot for me.
Yeah, that's cool, except for if you play the game a lot, like then you still only get six maps.
Right, that's true. Yeah, it's good for us casual scrubs.
And it's really good for the competitive scene to have like a small number of competitive maps for exactly that reason, right? You play them a bunch and you get used to them. And everybody knows the map and everybody's seen it, right? But I think the game itself would be awesome. It would be nice if there were more. Although, like, I don't know. Those games are theoretically so tightly balanced that that's not good for them.
I like that theoretically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
the competitive landscape like just forms around whatever is the good stuff, right? And it always does. But like as a casual player, I like see Asmodan or whoever and I'm like, that dude looks sweet. I want to play him. And that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work at all, right?
Yeah, like I noticed during the Heroes of the Dorm that it was pretty much always the same characters that were made exempt for the teams. Right. And you saw the same characters come up on teams quite a bit. So clearly, you know, there's a meta there and people are going to play it. So yeah, exactly. Well, Ellie, you downloaded the Overwatch beta for your PS4.
I did, and now but I didn't start it.
No, but I have a PS4 now.
That's good.
Console. I know, I'm excited. But, like, we buy this thing. I don't know what happened. Fasha just woke up this morning and was like, you want to go buy a PS4? And I'm like, yeah. Okay. So then we did it. So, you know, of course, we don't have any games because we ended up buying the only one that was available, which is, like, the Call of Duty PS4. And we don't want Call of Duty, so.
Wow. I thought you were getting, like, the Dark Souls bundle.
Yeah, we didn't get that because we decided that was like a limited time and we decided we couldn't afford it, but somehow by today that suddenly seemed like a stupid decision and we decided we could afford it. So by the time we went down there, all there was left was the Call of Duty bundle. So we're just going to resell our Call of Duty Black Ops 3 game that came with it. But the point being, we had no game. So I'm like, okay, Fasha bought Bloodborne. And we're like, okay. Like Dark Souls, you know, Dark Souls in the line of Dark Souls games. And so we put it on download and went and watched a movie and come back and it's like, no problem. You're going to have your game ready in 13 hours.
So the 13 hours is not real all the time.
But sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking as someone who has owned a PS4 for quite some time.
What is up with that? Why can't I download games?
The download time is basically a crapshoot.
Yeah.
It could be today. It could be next week. You don't know. It's because the PlayStation Network is two hamsters in a ball, and it gets DDoS'd all the time. All the time.
Yeah, all the time. Constantly.
Yeah, that's great. Every day.
That's great. Yeah,
I have a bunch of people like who want to play PS4 too, probably, which is like the dumbest shit, but, you know.
Well, right, yeah. Yeah, because if anything takes longer than an hour to download on Steam, I'm like, get out of here. What are you doing with, like, what am I made of time? And now, like, the PS4, like, I mean, it took easily 3 hours to download the Final Fantasy 15 demo, which I'm sure will be, like, 15 minutes in a cutscene.
Yeah, that happens. So a couple things I would recommend is, one, I always put my stuff on... I leave it on the standby mode where it can wake itself up to do downloads.
Don't ever turn it off.
That's right, yeah. And actually, you're not supposed to pull the thing out of the wall when you're in standby mode. You're supposed to, like, go in and actually shut it down properly.
Don't charge if you have it turned off. You have to have it in standby mode.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So basically, don't ever turn it off unless you're going to physically move the machine.
But the controllers can plug into any micro USB or whatever the one that all the phones uses, which is nice compared to...
All the phones? I have an iPhone.
Well, so do I, but, you know, I also happen to have other USB chargey thing. and then you can buy from the web store, which is actually the best interface for the PS store. And you can tell your thing to download from there, which is nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is nice.
And then also get PS Plus, because PS Plus gives you free games every month, and go download them. And you can play on your Vita, because I know you have a Vita.
I do have a Vita. Yeah, we got the PS Plus because it worked out to like $6 a month or something.
Yeah.
Inexpensive. But then we went and looked, and we're like, all the games this month are lame, and we don't like any of the things that are on sale. So we'll have to see if that was actually a wise decision. Are there good games that come up? Because right now it's like things I've never heard of and don't want to play.
Yeah, like the new Tomb Raider game was towards the end of last year. They do new games like within a year.
Okay, that's good.
Games, and PlayStation's always been way better than the Xbox version after the fact. I have a huge library for PlayStation. The problem is that 500 gigabytes ends up being real small with games like Witcher that are 100 gigs to download. and Destiny, also huge. So I've already had to delete a bunch of crap.
When you have the PlayStation Plus, you just get to play for free during that month, right?
No. They give them to you. As long as you do the purchase during PlayStation Plus month, you own them for as long as you are a PlayStation Plus member.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so basically I can never give up my PlayStation membership as long as that thing exists.
Oh, we lost Arrow.
Bye, Arrow.
Bye, Arrow. Thanks for coming by. Goodbye. The cat came back and got its revenge for being kicked out of the room. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I noticed that Bloodborne's like 14 gigs or something, and so I'll enjoy playing that tomorrow.
Yeah, I have a friend who downloads basically any game he thinks he's going to play repeatedly over time. He uses the downloads, and then he buys a lot of discs for things he thinks he's only going to play once. Also, then he can resell the discs. I was trying to be digital only, and so I filled up my stuff really fast. But now you can play Just Cause and also Uncharted, which Arrow will yell at you about when she gets back. Definitely buy the Uncharted pack.
I would like to buy these. My other concern about PS4, and we'll see how it goes, is that I'm a Steam baby. Like, I'm used to things being on drastic discounts. And then you look at like the PS4 store and you're like, oh my God, everything's like $40-$50.
Yeah. They do sales though. They do sales, and PS Plus gets reasonable sales fairly often. So it's a different thing, being a console gamer and a PC gamer.
Right, yeah, this is my whole new world of console gaming. The thing is, our study gets really hot in the summer, and it's going to be a really hot summer, so we're like, we need something we can do on the couch in the living room with all the windows open.
Yes.
So this is good. And the new Deus Ex game comes out soon for PS4. Oh, nice. So.
Yeah, I have an air conditioning install person coming to check it out on Monday. So hopefully I will avoid that problem this year, because my study also gets really hot.
Right? Anything with two computers in it becomes a million degrees. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So maybe I'll start doing the podcast from the living room. Yeah, so I think it's going to be good. You know, we were looking at getting the Final Fantasy X remake is on there as well. So there's nothing like a good JRPG to take up hours of your life.
Yep, and actually the latest update for PlayStation brought so you have the Vita streaming thing that you always get because you have a Vita, right? So you can actually remote play. Yeah, you can remote play like a motherfucker on your Vita.
What? Explain. I can play on my Vita and it shows up on the screen?
No, the other way around. So like if you are sitting in your bed or whatever, you can run PlayStation over the network, PS4 over the network to your Vita.
That's cool.
Yeah, and maybe the other way, but I'm not sure. They also just added that so you can stream from your PlayStation to your computer in the latest update. Huh. They call it remote play, I think.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I haven't tried it yet. You have to like have a PS4 controller plugged in through USB.
Yeah,
I've heard it's pretty good over a local network, and doable for certain genres of games over external networks. So like if you're on the road, you can play your PlayStation games somehow, potentially.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. I'll have to play with that. Yeah. I mean, you know, now we're in the PlayStation ecosystem now. So automatically it's like, now here's all this PlayStation stuff and it can link up to your Vita, but except I think they just announced actually they're going to stop selling the Vita. So Vita, yeah. Quietly. No Vita. And it immediately is like, would you like to buy movies and television shows for your PlayStation? And I'm like, no, no one wants that.
They can also do that. Yeah. It has a bunch of streaming services on it. It integrates with Spotify. Their music system is Spotify, which I found out you can actually control with your phone and sort of do the like Chromecast or AirPlay style, like send this music to my PlayStation thing, which is nice. The app switching kind of sucks and is slow, but you can have two apps going with the suspend thing.
Yeah,
I'm honestly pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty cool. I haven't hit the magical share button yet. I have turned down all my privacy things to nobody talk to me about nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. Well, their group stuff is kind of jacked up anyway, so.
Yeah, it was confusing. It's like, do you want it friends of friends or just close friends or regular friends? I'm like, I don't know. Who are my close friends? I don't know.
Yeah, so close friend means they get to see their real name, and I think that's it. Everybody, I basically just use friends. I don't use any of the other stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing. But yeah, but automatically, like, you know, it's like getting a new phone. It fills your home screen with things that you don't want. Like, I literally never want to buy a movie from the PlayStation Network.
You'll push it off. As soon as you start doing shit, it'll get pushed off.
Okay. Side. Yeah. That's cool. Get that junk out of there. I don't want it. I don't want any of it. But now I finally have something in my house that will play a CD. Not that I ever have like a DVD. Not that I ever have a DVD. But if I somehow, like, I don't know, I find one in my mailbox and it's a mystery and I have to play it, I'll have something that can play it. So
yeah.
Cool.
I don't even know. Like, I have a bunch of Blu-rays around and like my PlayStation can play them, but literally nothing else. I guess my CD drive on my, or my DVD drive on my desktop works because my son was pressing the button over and over again and making the door come in and out.
That's the only way you would know.
It'll probably stop working in the next 3 months because of exactly that. So, but I won't miss it. That's the thing. Like, who puts a DVD in things anymore?
No. No, I don't have a DVD drive in my computer, so there's no DVDs. I know that someone was talking about, I don't know, a free Redbox like rental thing. And I'm like, what do I want with a DVD? Like, can I hold it up to the sun and see the movie? I'm not interested in that technology. It is old.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to exploring the world of PlayStation 4 and console gaming now that I have joined the cool kids.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hopefully you are cool with a controller.
I'm going to get there. I'm going to have to be cool with it.
Yeah. Well, you can also plug a mouse and keyboard in.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
For certain things.
All right. Okay.
You could pay for another copy of Final Fantasy 14 and not play it.
Yeah, I'm gonna not do that. Hi, Aaron. Right, welcome back.
Hello. I'm still trying to get Audacity to recover, so let's not talk about anything interesting right now.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that we're about ready to wrap up this thing anyway. So that's good timing. I'm glad you came back.
We're trying to recommend Lior some sweet PlayStation games. I already told her if she doesn't play Uncharted, we can't do the podcast anymore. So.
Okay, that's fine.
I was saying PlayStation games are like $1 billion a piece, so it's very, very slowly be adding to my library.
The Uncharted collection, I think, is $50. That one goes on sale relatively consistently because they're pushing for Uncharted 4 in, what, like 3 months, 4 months now?
Yeah, I don't have much time to finish up all those games again because it's been a long time.
You get all three, the first three games for that $40 or $50, so...
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, I am the person that like refuses to buy anything during Steam sales if it's not under $15. So this is a new paradigm for me.
Three games for $50. That's you
three
know that
games?
Works out
okay,
pretty well.
That's not bad. Yes, that's not.
And
bad.
They're also super fun.
They're really fun.
I really like Emily Rose. So,
well, we will definitely eventually get those. I was saying to Ellie that we bought Bloodborne and Final Fantasy X Remake.
I mean, Bloodborne is
I'm wearing Riku nail polish.
Nice. Topical.
Topical. Riku, I have Riku's sweet weapon in Final Fantasy.
No.
You can talk about Final Fantasy Record Keeper if you buy some nail polish. And wear it.
Why would I don't know. Ellie, you don't have to wear the nail polish if you don't want to. We'll still be your friend. It's okay.
I didn't say I wouldn't be his friend. I said he could talk about Final Fantasy Record Keeper.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
That's good.
And I'm real sad that Audacity will not recover because that was hilarious.
That was, and we're going to miss it. So let's wrap up this because we're not going to get anything that Era has to say.
Unless you pull from YouTube. And then you don't have to edit.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I have to edit.
I feel like
the only way we make any sense.
No, we make the most sense all the time.
You say that. You say that, but you actually don't listen to the podcast as discussed in previous conversations.
I don't need to listen to the podcast because I already know what I said, and it was awesome.
See, I don't remember what I've said, but the sound of my own voice freaks me out.
All right. So is there anything else we want to cover in this episode?
I don't know. No. Get Dead Spire or whatever the PS4 multiplayer game is, and then we can play it together.
Okay, I will do that.
Did he also say to get Destiny? That he doesn't play anymore?
No, I did not say to get Destiny.
I saw you playing Destiny earlier today.
No, I wasn't. Okay, so here's what happened with Destiny. Speaking of PS4 downloads taking for fucking ever.
This should be a good story.
Well, so Destiny had a new update a week and a half ago to actually have new PvE content for the first time since September.
Hooray!
Yeah, except I already broke my Destiny habit, so whatever. But then I logged in to download it because one of my friends was like, at least come try it. And I was like, I guess. And then there was like a big-ass 13-gig download because every fucking time Destiny updates, you have to be logged into the game and it doesn't do background updates for some reason. And then I forgot to turn my PlayStation off for like 3 days, and everybody thought I was online, but I wasn't. That's what happened.
Wow, that's a good story.
Yeah, it's not really a good story.
Well, if any of our listeners want to friend me on PlayStation, her name is Terribard, Terribard.
Is it true?
Are we Terribard? Yes, we are. Yes. But if you talk to me, it could be me or it could be Faja, my husband. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Did you buy a headset?
No.
So you can plug in any headset. Also, super nice.
Could I send you PT? No, you can't. Can you?
Also, it uses you can connect a Bluetooth headset.
What?
Pete's
why are you sending? Why are you? Why are you sending her a venereal?
Well, you're saying headset. No. What? PT in the game. What? Venereal disease. What the shit?
I'm super confused now. But that sounds like I'm gonna get Wang photos now. Am I getting Wang photos over PSN? Because I just started, and I'm not sure.
I hope not, because Fat, Ugly, or Slutty doesn't update anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
That's one of the things that close friends is for, by the way. Like if you take
Wang
a picture
photos?
Of yourself.
Yeah. Photos, yeah, that's what.
If you take a picture of yourself or like upload your own
Wang.
Avatar, which could be a Wang. Nobody sees you only see a default one unless you're like a close friend with somebody.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I stayed away from all of that.
You probably won't see any close friends.
Okay, that's fine.
There are friend levels in PSN?
Yeah, it's super weird.
It's weird.
PSN makes no sense.
I've had PSN forever, and I had no idea.
You could only read.
I think it's
only
because I'm only friended like my brother, because he's the only person I knew with the PS4.
I have had a PS4. What the hell?
Yes, but I didn't know your name. Do you want to be PS4 friends? Know when I'm playing Unity?
I bet you can guess. It's hard.
Probably that angry dwarf.
It really is. Yeah.
Well, now we can all be PS4 friends.
We
can make a PS4 group so that you can tell everybody, so we can have a PS4 wall that we can post on.
No, that's a
I do not
PS4.
Want wings on a wall.
It's the Wang wall.
I wonder if somebody's made a PS4 Slack integration. We should find out.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because
it
would make PS4 useful.
I want to integrate everything into Slack, but that's like totally a different podcast. But there's so many things I would integrate into
you
Slack.
You have a podcast about Slack? What? That
no,
sounds really
no,
niche
I could barely
specific.
Manage two podcasts. In fact, the other one. I
was going to say, you have two podcasts?
Some months I have two podcasts.
Well, one of them is a video cast, though, so that's a shitload more work.
That was a lot of work. That was really fun, but it was a lot of work. Okay, wrapping it up.
Okay.
I'm doing the symbol, the wrapping it up symbol. Yeah,
you're
so follow us on PSN. Era, do you want to share your PSN name, or do you want to...
Actually don't know what it is.
Okay.
Because it's probably Mr. O's name, and I don't know what... It's always the same word, and then there are random numbers at the end of it, and I have no idea what the random numbers are.
Okay. Don't be Arrow's friend on PSN.
Don't be Arrow's friend.
Don't be my friend. I'm a terrible friend.
Yeah.
Don't be my friend.
Yeah.
I just send you free nail polish. I mean,
it's true.
Who wants that?
I just get all this free nail polish, and it's awesome.
But you're giving away the goods.
I'm giving away the goods for marketing reasons.
Yeah, no, I do good marketing.
Marketing. Me too. Look at my
name. Yeah, I will market things like crazy. All right, well, that's it for this. I have to go see if play my Final Fantasy 15 demo.
No, it's probably not done downloading.
Yeah, it's probably not done downloading. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to be like, well, this was a fantastic like $400 I spent, and then I'm going to turn on the TV.
Go watch your TV through your
through PlayStation. The PlayStation. Yeah, you can totally put Netflix and shit on the PlayStation.
No, I don't need more things to play Netflix in my life.
Too late, you already have one.
I know, exactly. It's the only matter of time before like we all have like toothbrushes.
You could also play YouTube through the PlayStation on your TV.
I think you can watch Amazon movies.
Well, and Hulu, and you know Funimation, and
yeah,
you know,
no, it's like Crunchyroll, which I also have.
The MLB
yeah.
and NHL apps on the PlayStation are really nice.
Crunchyroll, they've got real good K-pop.
I have, but I have a Roku box, which does that.
But well, you don't need that because
you
have a PS4.
I know.
With your PlayStation controller.
See, that's all right. What it, you need to get another TV and put it in another room and put the Roku box on that.
I just need to buy more electronic devices and fill my house with them, and it's all going to work out.
You need another living room computer so you can stream from your PS4 to the living room computer to the TV.
Right, yeah. It's
or
really only
Twitch,
a matter of time before,
really
like...
stream from the PS4 to Twitch very well.
Yeah, my fridge will want to, like, live
stream kinda works.
Groceries.
Kinda.
It kinda works. Not well. It like kind of works. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna go.
Actually, you could probably stream better from the PlayStation by doing remote play now and then capturing your monitor.
I don't want to do any of this. I just want to sit in my living room and play games. That's all I want to do.
Too bad you bought a modern console.
Yeah, sorry.
And no, I mean the ecosystem.
See, I've got a Roku box on a PlayStation 4 on a smart TV, and all three of those things will play Netflix for me.
Right, yeah. I have a Splinter
and the Raspberry Pi.
Right, yeah. No, I have a lot of things. Yeah, seriously, it's only a matter of time before our toothbrushes ask for our Netflix password. And then they will automatically put on Facebook how many times we like brushed.
I forgot I got to play HoloLens. Oh well.
It's next
HoloLens
time.
Is...
Yeah, talk about it next time. You people
Netflix
and your VR
it.
And your.
You can watch Netflix on HoloLens.
Goodbye. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks for more conversation about
nonsense.
Things
nonsense.
That come to our head.
The word is
things
nonsense.
And also stuff.
Nonsense for more nonsense. All right, thank you. Goodbye forever.
That was actually a pretty good catchphrase. Tune in for more nonsense. That was really good, Ellie. You should maybe, you know, write copy for a living.
Oh, yeah, have you thought about that? Don't do that. Don't write copy for a living. There's very few jobs out there for that. They're mine. Goodbye.